According to the Vedic Puranas, the appearance of Sri Ranganatha Swami traces back to the beginning of creation. In the beginning of this creation, Lord Brahma was born from the lotus sprouting from the navel of Lord Vishnu. There was complete darkness all around, and Lord Brahma could not see anything, but he heard the sound of a mantra. He chanted this mantra for a long period of time. After he got enlivened by knowledge, he opened his eyes. The first person he saw was most beautiful, attractive, and an adorable form of Lord Vishnu lying on the Ananta Shayana. He was very blissful to see the form of Lord. He offered his prayers and obeisance. He also wished to have a deity of Lord Vishnu to worship. Pleased by the penance of Brahma, Lord Vishnu manifested himself in the form of Lord Ranganatha, lying on the Ananta Shayana, and presented to Lord Brahma to worship. Lord Ranganatha appeared with his deity chamber or Vimana. Lord Vishnu also instructed Brahma to worship him strictly according to the procedure which was laid down in the Agamas. Now, Brahma took the deity to Satyaloka with him and installed it and worshipped for a long period of time. Then, Vaivasvata Manu performed the worship. When his son Ikshvaku became the king of Ayodhya, he wanted to worship Lord Ranganath at Ayodhya itself. So he performed great penance, which lasted for many hundred years. When Lord Brahma was pleased, he permitted him to take Sri Ranganatha to Ayodhya. Since then, the deity has become their ancestral deity. In this dynasty appeared Lord Ramachandra, one of the 10 incarnations, as a son of Kaushalya and Dashrath. Lord Rama killed many demons to save sages. And to keep the words of his father, he went to exile for 14 years. During this time, Mother Sita, wife of Lord Rama, was abducted by a demon king Ravana. In rescuing Mother Sita, Rama killed Ravana and enthroned his younger brother, Vibhishan, and made him the king of Sri Lanka. Lord Rama then returned to Ayodhya along with Vibhishan, Hanuman, Sugriva and his army. When Lord Rama returned to Ayodhya, a grand coronation ceremony was held to coronate Lord Rama as the king of Ayodhya. Kings from all over the world came to witness this ceremony. The coronation ceremony of Lord Ramachandra went on for a month with different celebrations and festivals all around. At the end of the celebration, nobody could leave the association of the most dear Lord Rama in Ayodhya and go back to their kingdoms. Lord Rama could see that Vibhishan was not willing to go back to Sri Lanka and felt deep attachment to him. So Lord Rama wanted to present him the best thing he had. As Vibhishan represented the symbol of surrender, Lord Rama gave him his own personal deity, which was not different from him, which was the Ishtadev of Raghu dynasty for many ages, Lord Sri Ranganath. Vibhishan was carrying the deity to Lanka. On his way, he stopped at Sri Ranga, which was on the banks of Kaveri River. It was ruled by King Dharma Varma. King Dharma Varma had earlier visited to Ayodhya and saw the marvelous deity and opulent worship of Ranganath Swami, and in the heart he prayed that he could also worship him the way he was worshipped at Ayodhya. Lord Ranganath approved his wish. After returning to Sri Ranga, Dharma Varma worshipped the form of Sri Ranganatha Swami in his mind every day. Lord Ranganath couldn't go to Sri Lanka without fulfilling the desire of King Dharma Varma. Sri Ranganath spoke to Vibhishan, "I wish to remain here. This Ranga Kshetra is not different from Vaikuntha. It is my abode. I would like to remain here and fulfill the wish of Dharma Varma. Now you go back to Sri Lanka. I promise to protect you, and also I will glance at Sri Lanka. So in this temple, Ranganath Swami is facing the southern direction and creating all auspiciousness to Sri Lanka. Dharma Varma built a very beautiful temple, but over the period, due to floods, the temple got covered over by sand. As generations went by, it was forgotten. Then one day, a king of the Chola dynasty was resting under a tree in the area when a parrot told him that Lord Ranganath was buried under the sand. The king then excavated the temple and restored back to life. Many Chola and Pandya kings, including King Kulashekara, renovated the temple. This temple is a seat of many great Vaishnav Acharyas like Yamuna Acharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Sudarshana Acharya, and also they played an important role in the further development of temple, and they spread the Bhakti movement. According to the Vedas, this temple is not different from Vaikuntha, the abode of Vishnu, and the deity is Lord Vishnu himself. It's also believed that it is a resting place of Lord Vishnu on this planet. Sri Ranganath ki jai.